When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
Down on Main Street. 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. Every Thursday, it's a Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight, and we have the actual Grand Haven Main Street in the studio. Executive Director Shanti Poppy, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. And Melita from Lakeside Eats, how are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm good. I love your food. Right into that microphone, ladies.
Thank you. Just pull right up to it.
Thank you. So we're talking about Fall Fest?
Fall Fest, yep, this Saturday.
Tell me all about it.
10 to 1, but you got to come out for trick-or-treating from 10:30 to 12.
Okay, and when do you announce the Bones About the Bones About Town winners?
So the Bones About Town winner will be announced right at 10 o'clock, right downtown on 3rd Street.
Okay.
And this is a very exciting, you know, who's going to win this year? Tanya at Must Love Dogs going to defend her title?
I know, and so many people entered this year. They did.
So many people. Yeah. I don't even know how many entries. Maybe
it's all over
60.
The place.
Full actual entries, but also this year, mm-hmm. If you vote for Bones About Town, you mm-hmm. can win a gift basket from all of the retailers valued at over $500.
So, I noticed that, and I put the link up, and then you have to put your email address in there in order to get in on all that action. But it's just been wonderful. Have you noticed more people downtown because of the Bones About Town?
Yeah, they were just talking about that yesterday. A lot of the retailers were saying that they've seen a lot of people downtown.
I believe it.
And the weather's been fantastic.
Yeah, here, so. I believe it. So, Fall Fest. Okay, Saturday, 10:30 to 12. That would be the trick-or-treating, there's music, there's people all over, there's hay rides. What's up with that?
So we're doing hay rides from 3rd down to 7th.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great way to get from Centertown to downtown and vice versa and check out all the action everywhere.
Wonderful, wonderful. And then on 3rd Street, the Elks will have a censor-friendly haunted house, I see.
Oh, my gosh, yes. If you've never been through that, I went through it a couple years
ago. You did?
It was a lot of fun to see everything all lit up, right? If you're not into spooky, scary Halloween haunted houses, this is a great way to see how they do it.
I love it. And, yeah, and story time at the Bookman, too, from 9:30 to 10 on Saturday?
So story time at the Bookman, that's where I would start down there and mm-hmm. check out what's going on down there. And Melanie Verdine is going to be reading, and everybody loves when she comes in to read.
That's what I've heard. She's a teacher with GHAPS, I believe.
She is, and she does a great job.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. There's pumpkin decorating at the Tribune, a ring toss at Fashion Forward Consignments. That's where our display is at, by the way, two J's in a pod. There's apple fishing at Washington Street Inn, a pencil giveaway, and, you know, just activities at Guitar Haven, Elevate Your Everyday, J-Dubs, just, you know what this reminds me of? Do you guys know the movie You've Got Mail? Remember
yeah,
the movie? Okay.
Yeah.
You know how she's attending a fall festival in a little pocket of New York City?
Yes.
That's what this reminds me of. Like, we're this little pocket, and it's amazing. It's going to be going on Saturday, and it's going to be packed. There's going to be so many people downtown.
Yeah, and Centertown. I mean, there's just a ton of activities in both areas, and it's a lot of fun.
I love
it. Costumes are always really great. Mm-hmm. I mean, Surf Shop will be out there with their trolley this year.
Yeah. Really?
We've got a lot of touch-a-trucks for all those kids that like big trucks.
Kids just love that. And then when Fall Fest is done, like, downtown, then you can go to the airport, right?
Yeah, trick-or-treating at the airport on Saturday.
My gosh.
And a couple years ago, the promotions committee for Grand Haven Main Street moved this event to a Saturday mm-hmm. to, you know, get more kids and families downtown and
yeah.
more people spending time in the area.
Yeah. Okay.
So
it's been really popular.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I'm happy to hear that. And so after Fall Fest, what comes next? Let's look at the calendar and what do we do? Light night?
I believe we're talking about light night.
Oh, I believe it.
Oh, my gosh.
When is
a month away.
From night? Night. Oh,
so
my
it's
gosh.
On the 21st.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
I know. A month
that's
away.
Crazy.
And you
crazy.
Know, it does seem crazy, I think, because the weather's been so warm. I think nobody's really, like, aware of how close we are to the holidays. But
mm-hmm.
it's holiday season's upon us. I mean, the minute Fall Festival's over and Halloween is over, we're right into Christmas.
Right so, back into it.
And you got to come out for Light Night this year. We are... We did Tote Club Days last year,
uh-huh.
and it was the first time we did this event. And it's been a successful event for the retailers. So this year we're expanding it.
Okay.
You still can come down. We'll have 1,500 bags that you can get for free.
Nice.
Some of the participating retailers. And we'll have more information online about that. And then if you've ever gotten a tote club from Grand Haven Main Street, mm-hmm. ever, mm-hmm. in the last 5 to 6 years,
okay.
given
mm-hmm.
away tote clubs.
Yeah.
You can now participate in Tote Club Days in 2026.
No way.
We have 4 days yeah. that are all like special deals, special shopping, all over town.
Awesome.
All of the retailers. So if you've got an orange bag, a purple bag, a mm-hmm. red bag, a blue
mm-hmm.
bag.
Yeah.
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. yeah.
I
yeah.
love this. Since
so,
a, yeah.
And if you don't have a bag, come down on Light Night and get a bag.
And get a bag. And then get some great grub at Lakeside Eats. You've changed up your menu for fall, which I love. You change things up every season.
We do. We
yeah,
do.
That's great.
We keep it fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a really good like pumpkin squash soup or something like that?
Well, the pumpkin
the bisque
squash soup is ridiculous right now. And we have next Friday on Halloween, we have a pumpkin chili that is
oh, come on.
Unreal. So stop on down for that.
I will.
She has the best soups.
You do have the best soups and sandwiches.
A lot for soup.
No, I absolutely love it. And what I love about Lakeside Eats is that it's big. If you want to go like in the back and be alone,
yeah.
you know, and have a meeting with someone, you can do that. Or if you want to sit up front and watch the world go by on Washington, you can do that too. So
absolutely.
It's kind of cool. All right. Fall Fest on Saturday. It's going to be awesome. You'll come back in November to talk about the holidays, right, Shandi?
Oh, yeah. We have so much going on. So I'll be back.
Is there anything else we need to cover?
Not that I can think of
no,
today.
I think
just come
it.
On out.
We'll see you Saturday.
Get
okay.
some candy.
Yeah.
Dress up.
Yeah.
yeah,
I'll be there.
That's my favorite part of the costume.
Do you dress up?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
Okay.
Usually I dress up on Halloween, not for Fall
no,
Fest.
Okay,
we'll
not
see.
For Fall yeah, Fest.
Maybe
okay.
Maybe I'll get spunky and decide to do something.
I might take, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'll have the grandkids, so I'll look for both of you.
Perfect.
Thanks for being here. It's another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight.
Everything.